Lord bless you this morning. We'll make a wee start. We'll start off by saying that little chorus. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Joy.
Yeah.
advise this morning to put her trust in anything else is like leaning on a broken stick. Lord, for being, your word says, is the help of man. But Lord, we know, Lord, that your word says that you are a present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, no one can deliver after the manner that you can deliver from. Lord, I think of Peter this morning. Lord, even when he was in the prison house, Lord, how that you sent an angel and you touched him on the side and wakened him, Lord. And Lord, you delivered him out of the prison. And Lord, we thank you even for Paul and Silas also was in the prison house, Lord. And Lord, they sang praises unto their God and their chains fell off. I ask you this morning, Lord, spiritually, if one be in the prison house this morning, Lord, that they too, like Paul and Silas, would lift up their voice toward heaven and sing praises to their King, that their chains and shackles may be loosed also in the name of Jesus Christ. Think of Samson also this morning, Lord, how he was put to hard labour in the prison house where he did grind daily. But Lord, you brought him out of the prison house with a great deliverance, Lord, and it brought him a great victory, even in death, Lord. Your word says, Lord, there was more of the Philistines slew in his death than throughout his whole life. And Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that you'll grant to each and every one this morning the victory that belongs to you, Lord. For your word says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, for faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can place our trust in you. And we know, Lord, that you're able to do, Lord, what you said you would do. Lord, we believe it, Lord. Lord, your word says, all that come unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. Lord, your word also says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, if one's needing saved this morning, we pray, Lord, that they'll call upon you for salvation. Yes. And they indeed will be saved, for you are a Saviour, Lord. And there's no other Saviour beside thee. Lord, your word says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You are the only Saviour. Indeed, Lord, you're the only one who can help. And Lord, if we help one another, it's because you've enabled us. And Lord, help us to do it. But Lord, we pray, Lord, even through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we could help one another, Lord, by words of wisdom and words of knowledge, even words of discernment in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, grant us, Lord, gifts of faith, Lord, and of healing in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we would be fulfilling the great commission, Lord, for you said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Lord, we know, Lord, that the gospel came not in word only, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that we will not only be preachers of thy word, but we will be doers of it, Lord, and demonstrators of thy word, that we would be faithful ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And we know, Lord Jesus, that you went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Help us, Lord, to reflect your healing, Lord. Help us to reflect your mercy. Help us to reflect your long-suffering and patience. Help us to reflect your salvation. And help us also, Lord, to reflect your genuineness, Lord, to bring in those that are outcast of society, Lord. Lord, people, Lord, look down their nose upon them, Lord, they despised and rejected them, but Lord, you embrace such people. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to see through the veil, and Lord, know that within the heart of men and women lies a seed, Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help us, Lord, to be faithful in bringing your word, Lord, to all men and to women, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And help us, Lord Jesus Christ, that we would also preach deliverance, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, now that you will indeed break every chain of doubt, Lord. Break every chain of fear. And everything, Lord, that would distract this morning, let it be cast down and counted as naught in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may glorify thy lovely, precious, and holy name. And Lord, of a truth we say, there's no name like the name of Jesus Christ, our King. Lord, we want to worship you this morning. We lift up your name. We magnify your name this morning. And Lord, we say, Lord, thou art the God, and beside thee there is no other. Lord, we just pray this morning that you'll bless the singing and bless the praise and worship. And Lord, even the preaching of thy word, and also for the time of remembrance round the Lord's table, Lord, this morning we pray, Lord, that we will reflect, Lord, and remember the great price which you paid for our redemption when you humbled yourself unto death and lowered yourself that you could taste death for us. Indeed, Lord, your word says that you tasted death for every man. Lord Jesus Christ, what a wonderful statement that was. Lord, that every man, Lord, you have, Lord, potentially, Lord, redeemed every one of us, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, man, all you need to do is obey the call, to call upon your name. Lord Jesus, help us not to be disobedient children, but help us to be obeying children in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your word even says that the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, for an outpouring of your Spirit upon us this morning as we think upon these emblems, Lord, and of the cross of Calvary, of thy precious blood, of thine anguish in Gethsemane, and of thy suffering on the cross. And Lord, not only that, but Lord, your word says on you was placed the iniquity of us all. Help us to remember this morning that it was our sins, Lord, our iniquities, our wrongdoings that you were judged for, and punished for on our behalf. And Lord, all we can say this morning is thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on that cross, Lord, and thank you for raising again on the third day according to the scriptures. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we just ask now, Lord, that this service, Lord, will bring glory and honor to your precious name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Can we sing the hymn? I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Love lifted me.
I was
were singing that, I'm just thinking, you know, that it says when no one but Christ could help.
Amen.
Love lifted me. You know, your mother's love couldn't lift you.
No.
And your father's love couldn't lift you. And neither could your brother's love. And I'm glad that Jesus wasn't waiting on me to love him, or waiting till I was worth loving, because he never would have loved me. He never would have loved any of us if that's
right.
What it was.
Well,
can't limit God's love, praise no. God. God loves us anyway. For God so loved the world.
But
he gave his only begotten Son. Praise God, that whosoever believeth in him.
Right.
Not a white scope.
Hallelujah.
Not some embraced, whosoever.
Lord,
I love the whosoever of the gospel, praise God, because it includes everyone.
Mercy.
And it excludes no one. Praise Amen. God, that's God's mercy. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Sing the hymn, Love Found a Way to Redeem My Soul, praise God. Let us stand on our feet while we sing.
Wonderful love that raised you
Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads for a moment, praise God. Maybe someone would like to pray. take this opportunity to praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blood, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you that you find a way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We were unlovable, Lord. Lord, you find a way.
Jesus.
Lord, you said it grieved you that you made man. But Lord, we also thank you, Lord, that you took our shame.
Thank you, Jesus.
You took our sin, our curse, Lord.
Yes,
and it was nailed to the tree from outside the city gate, Lord. You suffered the darkness for us, Lord, that we may have light.
Yes, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, the blood that has light this morning and has life has entered into us because we have confessed with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And believe in our heart, he is raised from the dead. And Lord, we are thankful this morning. We are not a dead people this morning, but alive. Because not of our own works, our own merit, but because the blood still speaks for us. And Lord, we are thankful this morning for that precious life-giving blood, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I want to thank you this morning we can be here in a right mind, Lord, gathered under thy precious name. We're thankful you set us free from the prison, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You took the cuffs off us, Lord.
Amen.
And you took the keys of the devil, Lord. And you've given us life this morning. And you're the bread of life this morning we can eat. And Lord, go for many days, and you're the water of life that we can drink freely this morning. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. Help us to continue to praise thy holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Lifting up hands, Lord. And Lord Jesus, just, Lord, give me all the honor and all the glory, for it belongeth unto thee. Hide us, Lord. We pray.
Yes, Lord.
Have it them praises of thy people this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We ask it in the holy name of our Savior, the one that's give us victory and healed every disease and canceled out every bad thought. Lord Jesus Christ, we lift your holy name. Amen.
come and worship the Lord. And I know there's lots of online, and that's good. There's a place for all that. But there's nothing like coming into a room, into a building, and praising the Lord. And gathering together in His name. Praise God. And I know that there's a lot of people have fallen sick. There's no doubt about that with this thing that's going round, but we're trusting the Lord, that the Lord will keep us safe.
Amen.
That the Lord's our protection.
Jesus.
And I want you really to trust the Lord this morning, praise God, and to just believe on His lovely name, praise God. Over the next couple of Sundays, we're going to have the elders out. My dad's not here this morning, is he? No. Maybe next Sunday morning, if he's able. Just pray for my dad that God will give him a mighty touch.
Amen.
And then he'll be preaching here next Sunday morning, and then the Sunday after, Brother John. And it's an opportunity for the different brothers in the morning service to bring a wee word. And I want this morning to preach about the results of the atoning death. I was going to preach it tonight, but it changed my mind. Whatever way I advertised it, don't worry about that. We'll preach on the blood tonight. But I want to bring out some things that you know that people that were never saved that did things haven't got away with it. And they think they have, but they haven't. And I want to show you this morning, and Brother Gary confirmed in a couple of things he said, what I'm going to preach. And I'm going to try and show you that God has done enough for all. All. And I do not believe in anything limited concerning God.
Amen.
I know people push predestination till an extreme, and they say there'll only be so many saved. Maybe that's right, but that's God's business, not yours or mine.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And you know, the Mormons started out, I was reading a little yesterday, but the Mormons started out like some of the groups today. They started out saying they had a great new revelation, and then they pushed it so far that if you didn't see what they had, you wouldn't be in the kingdom of God. And there's many today believe like that.
That's right. That's awesome.
If you don't see our version,
that's right,
you'll not be there. Well, the Bible's clear.
Amen.
Whosoever,
amen,
shall call,
amen,
on the name of the Lord shall,
Jesus,
be saved. I'm not about somebody's version.
Amen.
We're not interested in the version. We're interested in the absolute,
amen,
authority,
amen,
which is the Word of God. Let us read,
amen,
one scripture. And while I'm reading it, you could also read through Exodus 25, verse 17 down. But the first result of the atoning death of Jesus Christ is that propitiation is provided for the whole world.
Amen.
Now, how can a man say there's a limitation when God's word says it's provided for the whole world?
Amen.
There's no limit there.
Glory.
Oh, but they're not all but saved. That's nothing to do with you.
That's right.
Who but saved?
Thank you, Jesus.
You are not God.
Amen.
And you, if you or me was to go down that street, we would pick out people and say, well, they're not definitely be saved. But then if you turn the clock back, they could look at us and say the same.
Absolutely.
No man was worthy.
That's right.
Amen.
It's the mercy of God.
Amen.
Let's read 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. Just one verse. And this is a wonderful verse. And I won't try to be too long. It's 25 to 12. I'll try and stop after 25 minutes and we'll have communion, so that I don't hold you too long. Just a few thoughts. I really believe this will help someone this morning.
Amen.
I'm going to try and stress in this meeting as well. There's people that have done things and they never repented. And they think, well, they went to the grave and that's it. Well, I'm sorry, there's a lot more coming for them.
That's right.
Hell's not the finish.
That's right.
They will be resurrected. All will be resurrected. All. Because Jesus made provision for the resurrection of all.
That's right.
Verse 2 of 1 John 2. And He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the precious atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you have done more than enough to save all. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will grant us wisdom to rightly divide the word of God. And I do take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you even for Brother Matthew's prayer.
Amen.
You are here.
Hallelujah.
We know you're here.
That's right.
Because you promised for two or three are gathered in your name. You will be in the midst and not to bless. I pray for Madame this morning in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that they might know the unction and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Go through his body and touch him in Jesus' name. Touch others that need thy touch. Pray again for nurses and all those, Lord, that's in contact with people that's dying. May you protect them.
Amen.
May you watch over them.
Amen.
And keep them safe in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless all that's in this room. And bless all that's near and dear in our hearts. Save every one of them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. The atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God. That's what it does.
Amen.
The atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ holds back the wrath of God. If Jesus hadn't died, God would have wiped us out.
That's right.
We heard our brother, I think it was Ian, praying that man grieved God. God repented that he made man. Man was evil. You know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon, there was a fifth city as well. God burned them in fire and brimstone because of the acts of sin they committed. The acts of the sin they committed were so bad that it grieved God, and God burned them, and he burned their cities. And we know he saved just Lot. Now, I don't mean just Lot as one person, I mean just in that he was called
Amen.
Just. He was just Lot. There was four that come out.
Amen.
But Lot's called just Lot, righteous Lot.
Yes.
And God saved him and he saved his daughters and his wife. But unfortunately his wife looked back and she turned a pillar of salt. And we know the word of God tells us clear, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be. And we're living in the same time. We're living in a time for people put homosexuality in your face.
That's right.
There's a young man, I can't recall his name, but he's a tremendous young man. And he takes on a lot of people and questions and challenges. And all this stuff about people not knowing what sex they are and all these things, he challenges them. And he's a tremendous young man. And what are these things come on, that's all I can call it, for it didn't know itself what it was. It was born a male, but then all of a sudden it changed, and he challenged it, and because he wouldn't call it a she, but a he, it was going to give him a hiding out in the parking lot when the interview was over. So it really showed what spirit it had. And you know what, Lot, in the days of Lot, was the same. But we have the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And it's because of the death of Jesus Christ that the wrath of God has been held back in this sinful world.
That's right.
It's because of God's wrath he doesn't wipe people out of the map.
Amen.
Because Jesus took God's wrath on the cross for me and you. He took the wrath of God for the whole world. Not just for the chosen special, but for all.
Amen.
Everybody. That's the wee fella that's drunk in the corner.
Amen.
That's the wee girl that's a prostitute. Or the drug addict in the down and out. Jesus took God's wrath for them.
Amen.
Not just the churchgoer.
Amen.
but for everybody. God so loved the world.
Hallelujah.
Not part of it.
Glory.
But all of it.
Amen.
And verse 17 of John 3 says, God never sent his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. Amen. And he wants to save the sinner.
Hallelujah.
And here this atoning sacrifice holds back the wrath of God, so that otherwise it would be directed at every one of us because of our sinful nature.
Right.
And all of us has a sinful nature, and even after you're saved, there's things from your past life that tries to follow families and people, and you have to rebuke it and come against it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you can sit and say, well, nothing follows my family. Brother, I'm telling you, do not kid yourself for one second.
That's right.
You wouldn't have to go very far to find a stinker, because every one of us in this room were that before we were saved.
Amen.
All of us were guilty sinners, hell deserving. And Jesus took our place.
Amen.
Not one could point the finger at another. Not a one. But God loves you. He loves you when you're unlovable. He loves the whole world. Praise God. I don't really think you have a message if you don't preach it like that. How can you preach a message to all if you don't believe he loves all and can save all? Then will you go out and say, well, I'll tell you now, I'll pick one fellow out. That's, God didn't say to do that. Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell the chosen few. No, tell every creature.
Amen.
And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen. Amen.
God gives a choice, but it's to the all that it must be preached. Now I want you to look at this word for a moment, propitiation. And a brother, you will often use this word in prayer. Propitiation, this is the act which brings about the merciful removal of the guilt through divine forgiveness.
Amen.
This is what propitiation is. Jesus was our propitiation. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the Greek Old Testament, the Greek term for propitiation was used for the sacrificial mercy seat in which the high priest placed the blood of the Israelites. Exodus 25:17-22, you can read it and study it. This practice indicates that God's righteous wrath had to be appeased somehow. God sent his son and sacrificed him, his own son, Jesus, on the cross. Jesus went the whole way to the cross, so that he could be our propitiation in our place. He did it in our place. He did it in the place of the whole world. He done it for all. Not a few, but for all.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's why the wrath of God doesn't immediately come at all. Even though people's done terrible things, if only for Jesus they were dead long ago.
That's right.
But it's because of Jesus and his death that they're still here. But they're going to have a judgment coming. I'm going to show you that in a moment. Our sins made it necessary for Jesus to suffer the agonies of the crucifixion. But God demonstrated his love and justice for providing his son. God provided a way of escape. Jesus Christ is our way of escape.
Amen.
That's our way of escape. This plainly means that by the death of Jesus Christ, a basis is provided upon which God can deal in mercy and does deal in mercy with the whole world. Now even the man and the woman that's not saved, God is still dealing in mercy with them. Because of the death of Jesus, people that do terrible things are still living because of what Jesus done. It's holding back the wrath of God. I tell you, we need to really see this. All of God's dealing in mercy is with any man or on the ground of Christ's death. If you take the death of Christ out, you've nothing to work with.
That's right.
tell you, the wrath of God's a terrible thing. None of us want God's wrath. We want God's mercy.
Amen.
God's justice. But because God's a just God, someday he will show his wrath on this world. But it's held back for now. God's given every chance. He's long-suffering. Not willing that any should perish, but all should be saved. That's the word of God.
Amen.
Now, if God's not willing that any should perish, why should a preacher spend time proving those that will perish?
That's right.
And live it in God. I wouldn't waste my time.
Amen. Right.
That's God's business, not mine. God's dealing in mercy with the rankest blasphemer or the blatantest atheist is in the ground of the atoning death of Christ. Only for that to be wiped out. When people say, oh, but how can God not do this? Look what he's done. Look what she's done. This is why. Because of the death of Christ. Read verse 2 again of a scripture of 1 John chapter 2 verse 2. And he is a propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but for also for the sins of the whole world. Does your Bible read that? Mine does. Because it's for the sins of the whole world, God would wipe them out. You see, in the Old Testament, a sacrifice was made for who was there. Do you understand that? Moses made the sacrifice. Moses applied the blood to whoever was under it. It was to certain households that applied the blood. But Jesus Christ has died for all, and all that will accept him will be saved. Now all that won't accept him won't be saved. But yet God doesn't come down the day and wipe them all out. But there's a time coming when this world will be judged. Now here's another thing in the second place. Through the atoning death of Christ, all men obtain resurrection from the dead. Man can only be resurrected from the dead because of the death of Christ. I want you to get that. A man that dies doesn't come out of the grave. If Jesus had never resurrected, no man would have resurrected. It's because of the resurrection of Christ that all men, all, will be resurrected all. Now I'm not talking here about the rapture. Get that out of your head. That's a different thing. That's for the believers. I'm talking about there's going to be a resurrection for all unto judgment seat. And the souls, there's two things. There's a soul that's saved. When it dies, it goes to be with the Lord. And the soul that's not saved, when it dies, it goes to a place called hell. Both bodies go to the grave. Both bodies turn to dust. From dust you were, to dust you go. Genesis 3, I think it's verse 19. So all will go to the dust.
Right.
And the soul will go to heaven or hell.
Amen.
The soul that believes in the Lord and accepts what Christ done, that believes in the Lord and repents of its sins, that soul, as Paul says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But the soul that's not saved goes straight to hell. And I don't know how long hell is, but we know hell's a time in the sense, now understand me, that death and hell give up the dead and they're cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. But their souls burning in hell, suffering in hell, those that have done things that they shouldn't have done, that the greatest thing they ever done was rejecting Jesus Christ. And the man and the woman that rejects Jesus Christ, their soul goes straight to hell. But they're going to be resurrected. And their soul's going to come out of hell. They're not finished there. And people preach a propaganda doctrine. Let me say to God, when I die, that's it all over. They're in for some shot. When they die, it's not all over. That's the scary thing about this all. The man that's not saved, when he dies, it's not over. His soul goes to a place of torture and hell, for the worm dies not, for the fire's not quenched, for there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. I see your brother at the back laughing, and I can tell you what he's laughing at. One night Ian Paisley was preaching, and the boy shouted up, Paisley's preaching, and they're weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the boy shouted up, what if you have no teeth? And Big Ian said, teeth shall be provided. That's what he said in the service. Teeth shall be provided. Weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Amen. Great.
And I tell you, hell's an awful place. And you think of the man or the woman that's done terrible things, and they think, well, you know, I'll die, I'll do away with myself. Think of a person that does away with themselves to end it all. They're not ending it all. They're going out into the worst place, into worst condition. Hear me this morning. They're going to a place of torture and burning and weeping and wailing for the flames of fire is. A terrible place. A place that was never made for man. God never made hell for man. God made hell for the devil and the fallen angels that followed Satan. He never made it for man. Heaven was made for man. Paradise was made for man.
Amen.
But those that reject Jesus Christ will go to hell. Oh, I tell you, it's an awful place. Romans 5 and 18 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, now listen to me, that means the trespass of Adam. When you read Romans 5 and 18, and I love the book of Romans, Romans 5 and 18, therefore as by the offense of one, and when you study the book of Romans, you will know the offense of one is Adam. That's what it's talking about. Sin came into the world by one man. That's the Bible. One man. Because of one man's sin, we're all made sinners. But that doesn't end there. Read the rest of the verse. Judgment came upon all men to condemnation because of Adam. Even so by the righteousness of one. Yes. I, through Christ's righteousness, hear me, and I'm breaking this verse down. Through Christ's righteousness, the act in dying on the cross in obedience to the will of God. Yes. So sin came by one man, but righteousness came by one through the act of Jesus going to the cross.
Amen.
And dying. The free gift,
yes,
came upon all men, yes, under justification of life.
Jesus.
All men. Yes. There's no limit there, is there?
No.
All can be saved.
Amen.
All can be justified.
Jesus.
Justified means as though you never done it. Amen. Hear me this morning, sitting in these chairs and listening into this service. The very moment that you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
and call upon his name, Romans 10:9. When you confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved there and then, immediately, in a moment.
Amen.
You were justified then.
Hallelujah.
You don't get justified through a later program,
no,
or climbing up some ladder of works. You were justified through Christ.
Amen.
And through Christ alone. That was Luther's message. Do you good, you know, if you study. People think, you see, a lot of people think, oh, today we don't need to hear Luther, and we don't need to hear Wesley, but I don't believe that. I believe all them seven church age messengers had a great, important revelation and a part to play. And William Branham said all the ends must tie together into one complete revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed and made known.
Amen.
It's all about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All about the Lord. Justification, so wonderful. Do you realize if that was all the far you went, you'll still reach heaven? Justified. That means when God looks at you, he says, sister, you never done it.
Amen.
How? Because my righteousness is now yours.
Amen.
You had none of your own. Take mine.
Glory.
Here it is.
Hallelujah.
Romans 4 calls, amen, it the imputation,
glory,
of the righteousness of, amen, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus gives you his righteousness.
Right.
He looks at you as sinless.
Amen.
Your past is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to show you more today.
tonight about the blood of Jesus. You know, when I went and looked again, so many messages you could preach on the blood, it's vast. When you know, one of the greatest things that cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. You were justified in the sight of God as though you never done it.
Amen.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. The free gift came upon all men on the justification of life. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Jesus Christ shall all be made alive.
Amen.
And that means even the man that's not saved will come out of that
glory. Hallelujah.
Do you realize that?
Amen.
That man that's not saved is coming out of the grave. People say he's going in that grave and he'll be no more. That's not true. Even though he's not saved, that's still not true.
Right.
He's coming up again.
That's right.
But he's not coming up to eternal life.
No.
That man or woman that's not saved is coming up to judgment. They're coming up to meet the wrath of God. You say, but it's finished there. No, it's not. It's not finished there. They're going to come up again. That's the Bible.
Right.
Let me show you it this morning. The Apostle Paul and the whole chapter speaking about the resurrection of the body, not the eternal life, but the resurrection of the body. Understand this. We know those are saved. There's a rapture, a catching away. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. That is for the believer. That is those in the grave that are saved are going to come out of the grave. There's going to be a rapture. We're going to be called away to meet the Lord. Others that's not saved will remain in them graves. But after all that, there is another day of judgment coming when all the dead shall be raised.
Right.
Oh, don't you read, even the sea give up the dead? Every body that's dead will be picked up. How will it happen? How did God make man in the dust? The same way he done that, he'll do that. I don't understand it all, and I don't believe anyone does, but it's going to happen. Genesis 3:19. This is about the physical life where man's being. And from the dust of the ground, ye eat bread and return to the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and dust shalt thou return back to the dust. But God's going to raise the dust. Now you think of it, if somebody takes the ashes of a dead person and scatters them over the hill, and you say, how would ever that person be raised? I don't know, but God's going to do it. God will be fit to do it. You see, people underestimate the power of the voice of God. When God speaks, he can call that forth when he's not as though it is. He calls that into being. He speaks that into being. When he's not though it is, that's the Bible.
Amen.
God's going to do it. And the first Adam are also in Jesus Christ, the second Adam. We all die in the first Adam, but we're made alive in the second Adam. So our physical death is attributed to the first Adam, but our spiritual life is attributed to the second Adam.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And as we die in the first Adam, we live in the second Adam. As we bear the image of the earthly, that's Adam, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One was a living soul, the other's a quickening spirit.
Amen.
Romans tells us that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you.
Hallelujah.
It will quicken, make alive
Amen.
Your mortal body.
Amen.
Second Adam, he obtains resurrection from the dead through the atoning death of Christ. Every man, the worst sinner as well as the most devout believer, will someday be raised from the dead because Christ died in his place. Whether the resurrection which he obtains through the death of Jesus Christ shall be a resurrection of life or a resurrection of condemnation, there's two. There's a resurrection unto life and there's a resurrection unto condemnation. If you are saved, You come under Romans chapter 8, verse 1. What's that? There is now no condemnation.
Amen.
Judgment.
Hallelujah.
To them that are in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now there will be a place where we're brought before Him and what works we've done, and we know that. But you can never be judged whether you're saved or lost when you're in Christ, because you're saved and that's the end of it. You can't be judged in that. Never. What about my sins are under the blood?
Amen.
Not under it, but they're gone.
Right.
Don't forget the thing which God can't do. God cannot remember your sins when they're washed away. He said that Himself. Thy sins and thy iniquities will I remember no more. They're gone.
Glory.
You're a free agent. You belong to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The resurrection, not the condemnation, shame, or everlasting contempt. John 5, verse 28 and 29. John 5. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, everyone. A lot of people take this just to the same. This is even more than the same. All are going to be raised. All. Here's why, verse 29, read the whole verse. And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So there's going to be a resurrection for all, some to life, some to damnation. Doesn't your Bible clear on it?
Amen.
So you see all those old perverts and priests, and we could name a whole list that I don't want to get into. And you know what I'm saying. People that's done things, they think it's hidden. They think it's been covered. They think it'll never be known about. There's going to be a resurrection under condemnation. They're going to stand before God. They're not under the blood. They're not covered with the blood. Their sins are naked and bare before a holy God. It'll be like watching the movie or the television. It's bare before God. All will be seen. I would not want to be in any man's shoes. It wasn't under the blood of Jesus. For all of us are sinners. All of us have done things we would have been ashamed of. But the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin.
Amen.
And from all unrighteousness. But that man that knows nothing about the blood, the drink to kill it won't do it. The drugs to take his mind off it won't do it. The suicide to take him away early won't do it. He's still going to meet before God. It's going to be a resurrection. Daniel 12, verse 12. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. There's two groups of people, but every single person will be raised from the grave. But aren't you glad that you're going to part in what we call the first resurrection?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that if Jesus comes, you're going to go up?
Amen. That's right.
And the loved ones that we have that are saved and believers and filled with the Holy Spirit, they're going to come up. They're not being raised to condemnation, they're being raised to everlasting joy and bless of God. But those that have never accepted Christ, the man and the woman that's done things, they think it's hid, it's covered. My, when you go back and hear that wee nun's testimony, I don't believe she made it up, I believe it's true. And those wee babies that were born, and they put them in a cold slab and held their wee noses till their breath stopped breathing.
Unclean words.
And covered their faces to silence their sin. And put them in pits of lime that they disappeared from man's memory. And all the crimes that's been committed, put tell you, man thinks they've escaped, but they haven't. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad for the precious blood of Jesus?
Amen.
I believe it's precious. It cleanses me. It washes me. It justifies me before a holy God. There was a great preacher in the 1800s. And he went to see this dear old woman. She was dying. And he said to her, "Are you not worried?" She says, "Not one bit." And he says he was confused. "She's dying. Does she not realize?" He said, "Missus, do you not realize you're about to die? You're about to go out." She says, "I know all about it." She wasn't worried. And he said, "Tell her, will you not make ready?" She says, "No, no." And he couldn't understand why she said she wouldn't make ready and make peace. And he put her all over his wee program. And he thought he'd better question her more. And he said, "But why will you not make peace?" And she says, "Mr. Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, it was 1,800 years ago then, Jesus Christ made peace for me on the cross. I have nothing more to do." She had already accepted it. She had believed it long years ago. She had already accepted it. She said, "Jesus done it on the cross for me. There's nothing more I have to do to add to it. It needs no help. It's enough."
Amen.
What Jesus done.
Amen.
"Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Amen.
Period.
Hallelujah.
No ladders to climb.
Right.
You're saved.
Amen.
And saved for all time. And saved for all eternity. But the man and woman that never receives Christ's precious blood, my, they're lost. And the grave's not the end for them. They're coming out of their graves. There's going to be a judgment. I'm reading one more scripture and I'm going to close. We're going to have communion. This depends entirely what attitude the individual takes toward Christ, which resurrection he's going to be in. Oh, I trust that every one of us has took Christ as our Savior. That we believed on the finished work of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
That we've repented of our sins. We've said, "God, I'm sorry. Will you save me? Will you wash me? Will you forgive me and cleanse me with your own precious blood?" And he says, here is my imputation of my righteousness. Yours wouldn't take you to the door, but my righteousness will take you from here the whole way to heaven.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? The whole way to heaven. Jesus' blood opened the door to heaven.
Amen.
I want to tell you this morning, and I believe the Holy Spirit impressed on me again just yesterday, the importance of preaching the blood.
Amen.
The devil does not want the blood preached, for it sets people free. It sets them free.
Yes.
Precious blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. I'm going to have to close. Let us bow our heads this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank thee for these emblems that's here before us. We know they've no power in them. And we have no power to do the act of transubstantiation, which those false priests claim. Lord, you were offered up once and for all. You can never be re-offered again.
That's right.
It is enough that Jesus died.
Hallelujah.
That he died for me. That on the cruel cross he was crucified from sin to set me free.
Hallelujah.
Father, bless this bread.
Jesus.
Bless the hands that prepared it. Sanctify it to thy people. Bless this wine as we remember your precious blood.
Hallelujah.
As we partake of this wine, Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We take this bread
We remember your body which was broken for us on the cruel cross. Father,
hallelujah.
Accept of our thanks,
Lord.
For we are glad you've saved us. So glad.
Amen.
So glad our sins are gone and gone to stay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.